This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we talk about Christmas present disparities. If I was to buy Jess a $400 car,
I would ask why you hate me.
Would he have to buy me a $400 present in return? That is the question, my friends.
God, I'll have to return these $2 sandals then.
This is a Triple Threat podcast.
And it's the week of gift giving and receiving, but a few of us actually here have kind of worked out that some people give more than others.
I think Jess put it nicely off air when he said gift disparities.
Gift disparities. When one person, look, let's be honest, monetarily value shells out a significant amount. And then you feel pressured. You feel the pressure of having to match that.
Now, this came about because I was telling you guys off air about I heard someone I know, not getting involved, I'm not naming names, not naming shaming.
Susan.
Susan bought a present for Bill. Susan, oh, so far from their
God,
name.
God, these pseudonyms are just, I have no idea who they are.
Susan bought for Bill, and Bill already knows this.
Oh.
Everyone knows this.
No, you can't tell people what gift.
Yeah, well, that's another whole issue in itself. Yeah. Susan bought Bill the very latest gaming console. The most fancy of all of them.
They ain't cheap.
A console.
With...
Right.
Gaming system.
Three games.
They're so, like games like $100 each.
Really?
It's like $300 just in games.
Yeah. Ugh. So I'm thinking it's about $800.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, what? They've spent $800 on a present?
And Susan is only 19 years old.
Oh.
Susan.
What?
So this is like her whole pay.
For a month?
Yeah.
Like 2 months.
So what I'm wondering is Bill now obliged, because he knows that Susan's done this, to give the equivalent? That is my exact reaction. When I heard this story, I was like, ugh, why would you do that? Well, just give, if you're going to give the gaming console, just give that. Don't then go extra.
Isn't it extremely... thoughtful gift? Like, is that something that Bill will really enjoy?
Bill really wanted it. But, you know, if I was Susan, I'd be like, here, Bill, here's $100. Put the rest in yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Because here's a gift voucher for the place where you can buy it. You can put that towards it.
And essentially now, if Bill spends as much as Susan did, he may as well have just bought the thing that he wanted himself.
Yeah, because that's what he's doing. He's justifying it.
Because otherwise he wouldn't have spent that much on Susan.
Christina, your friend is spending way too much on the
top model things. Top model gaming console with three games coming up for Christmas.
At Discworld.
Out of Discworld indeed.
Yeah. But text line has a few people have jumped in on this one. Mm-hmm. Glenn's text in saying, last year I gave my brother a $70 gift voucher for a electronics store. He gave me a $50 gift voucher for the same electronics store. Just wished I'd kept my own.
Yeah, that's
Isn't that hilarious?
What?
It's like, all right, I'm just gonna throw away $20. How does that sound?
Well, I guess it's hard. You need to establish how much you're spending on each other early on.
Well, funny you say that, because I got a text in from Steve here as well that says, best way to do it is set limits so nobody gets upset. Smart move,
set
Steve.
Set limits.
Funny you say that, because I've actually set limits this year. My girlfriend and I, we're like, oh, we don't really want to spend too much. We want to spend money on important things like travel and food. And rent.
Living. Existence.
Existence. So we're like $80.
$80.
Which I think is like a pretty decent amount. So we're like, we just want to do some fun stuff.
Like, if you get to 80, you could have just gone to 100. Why did you stop at 80?
Well, because 100's three digits. And we're like, oh, 50's not enough. 100's like, oh, then you feel as though you got to get something good. And we're like, we just want to do fun, silly stuff. She broke it to me. She's already broken the rules.
Oh, what's the point of having a rule, Emma, if you've broken it?
She's gone to $82, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just $2 over.
No. What? Rules are not meant to be broken.
So now I've got to spend $81.95 to just, you know, one up her that little bit.
No, don't you have to spend $82.05?
No, no. She's spending more on me.
You little.
Let's just keep it the way it is. I spent a certain amount on my mother. I'm not going to say just in case she's listening now.
$10.
Yeah. And, but then I bought my brother something, some cologne, duty free. And then I was like, oh, this is way too much. And then I said to my brother, I've spent way more on you than I should have. And he's like, oh, well, that's okay. You didn't give me money for Dad's birthday present anyway, so just call it even.
He's keeping tabs on you.
I know.
Oh, that's good.
He never asked for the money, so whatever.
Did you guys decide to go in on a present together?
For his birthday, for Dad's birthday.
Well, then,
how long ago was
good on him for calling you out on it.
September.
Oh, so he's been holding on to this since it's September.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, but the good thing is now he knows how much I've spent on him because he hadn't bought me one yet, so.
Well, if he buys you one now, doesn't that make the gap even, like, doesn't that bring back?
No, because I spent way more on him even without the.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Generous. Yeah. Actually, my brother texts because I bought my mum a watch. Actually, I have done one thing, but mum pretty much bought the watch.
I hope Mama Larry is not listening.
Oh, no, she knows. Alert. She knows. She's just not allowed to open it until. Because she chose it. Because she's very fussy, okay. Mum. And my brother texts me, he's like, what do I owe you? And I said, 100 will cover it. The watch was 290. But, like, I feel bad because I know he's got a family. What? He's got two kids that he's supporting. And he wrote back, I'm not a charity case. Tell me the actual amount.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, it's $144.50. Thanks. Sure enough, $144.50 entered my bank yesterday, my bank account. Because I checked, I was like, oh, $144.50. I was trying to be nice because I know he has a lot of expenses. I was just like, hey, bro, 100 will do it.
He
didn't want to be treated like a charity case.
Well, if you can't afford anything this Christmas, just hugs is fine.
Hugs are great.
That's what I'm doing because mum's the only one that's gotten a present.
My favourite thing yesterday, mum said, please don't get us anything. Just have us over for dinner.
My brother
yes. So she's like, I'm just going to make up a little voucher and I'm good.
Sounds like my parents are listening. My brother just texts me, I have nothing for you this year.
Oh.
I think I will just keep his gift for myself.
Oh, geez. James, you're smelling nice this morning.
Thank you.
What's your brother's name? Matthew?
Yep.
Matthew, come on. He's been a good brother. You know, he
shared his 5-star room with you, Matt.
Exactly.
You're in debt, Matt.
You could have slept on the floor of your parents' hotel room and let him push the beds together and pretend like he was at home.
You could have got a fold out.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.